你介绍一下 Cathy 牧师。
In case you don't know, I'm a retired American Baptist pastor.
如果你们不认识我的话，我是这个浸信会的牧师，刚刚退休了。
And I used to pastor the church that's right in this very same building. There's a whole bunch of Baptists sitting there, probably listening to a sermon.
我所牧养的其实就是在这个建筑里面的那间浸信会，他们现在很多的会员都在那边。
So I retired 2 months ago.
两个月前我退休了。
And a lot of people have come up to me and say, "How's retirement?"
很多人就跑来问我退休怎么样啊。
Well, the first 2 weeks were pretty good. I didn't set my alarm, I didn't go to a meeting, and I did whatever I felt like all day long.
前面两个星期很不错，我也不用去开会，不用做什么，然后就想做什么做什么。
But since then, I've been very bored.
之后我就觉得有点无聊。
And I'm very happy to be here to share with EFC and to this is the first time I've preached since I stopped preaching and I'm a little bit nervous and talking about language barriers and culture barriers well here I am hoping to overcome
我很高兴真的是第一次来到台父第一次在我退休之后来台父教会跟大家证道也有语言的这个不同是真的是我就非常的高兴
I'm always amazed with how Chinese sounds
对我来说，中文真的是听起来很奇
妙。I could say something this long, and he talks that long.
我就说这么短短一句，他可以讲很长时间。
Or I say something this short.
有时候我只讲短短的一个词，却要讲很长时间来翻译。
Thank you, thank you.
谢谢你。
Well, I was wondering, I was asked the title of this sermon, and I came up with the phrase, the big but.
当我想到这次证道的题目的时候，这个但是就。
Now I don't know what you think of when you hear that phrase, big but.
当你听到这个但是的时候，不知道你会想到什么。
But it has nothing to do with your anatomy.
但是跟你的身体没有任何关系。
Now I run into the big but all of the time.
我经常就会碰到这个但是的问题。
People will come to me and they'll share their struggles with me and I will tell them how much Jesus loves them and I'll tell them that God keeps his promises and his word is true.
人们跟我分享他们的困境然后我就告诉他们耶稣有如何的爱他跟他们分享圣经的真理跟他们说神的话是真实的。
And then they say, yes, but...
他们会说是啊但是
Either they think that they are the exception and God couldn't possibly love them
他们可能觉得他们就是个例外啊神不会爱他
Or they think that their circumstances are so unique that God's word doesn't apply to them
或者他们觉得他们的形势真的是处境非常的独特以致神的话都在他们身上没有用
And that's the big but. And the big but blinds them to who God really is. And he blinds them to the fact that he is sovereign, almighty, merciful, forgiving. All of these things blinds them to the reality that God always keeps his promises.
他们的这个但是真的就是蒙蔽了他们的眼使他们看不见神掌权看不见神是全能的充满爱充满同情心他们的这个但是真的是让他们不能看见神的话是信实的
So their big but gets in the way of them coming to know God and coming to know and receive their salvation
他们的这个但是真的是阻碍了他们来到神的面前认识神接受救恩
And what I want you to be thinking about as I'm sharing God's word with you is do you have a big but hidden somewhere in your heart
当我跟你们分享这样的时候你们有没有想到你们心里也隐藏着这样一个但是
And I'm going to tell you that the good news of Jesus Christ, the good news of the gospel, is that God loves you just the way you are. Jesus died on the cross for your sins, no matter what they are, and that he has taken your sin and thrown it as far as the east is from the west.
福音的好消息就是耶稣爱你，就爱你像你的本相，无论你的罪是什么样的，真的是神就让他就是从像东离西那么远，把我们的罪与我们分离。
But if you doubt that God really loves you, if you doubt that your sin is truly forgiven and thrown away, then you have a big but.
如果你对神的爱是否真的爱你有怀疑，如果你对神他这个是不是真的赦免了你的罪有怀疑，那你的心里就存着这样一个但是。
And your big but will choke out your faith and keep you from trusting God for everything. He'll keep you from receiving God's forgiveness, his abundant joy, and his unshakable peace.
你的这个但是就会真的是让你的信仰窒息，让你不能接受神的赦免，以至于你不能得到他丰盛的生命和不可动摇的平安。
So the question, the first one is do you have a big but? But I've got another question for you.
所以第一个问题就是你们心里有这样一个但是吗？但我还有一个问题要问你。
Do you think that God has a big but? Do you think that there's a situation where God could say yes, but...
你们觉得神也会在有的时候说这样一个但是吗？
So today's scripture is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. And God says, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But, that's that big but, if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins.
马太福音第六章十四节到第十五节，你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。但是，这里就是那个但是，你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
So the big but is God forgives your sin and He throws it as far as the east is from the west. He forgets it.And it would be just as if you had never sinned.
神说他要赦免我们，东离西有多远，神就让我们的过犯离我们有多远，他真的就这样赦免我们。
Now here it is. God expects you, God expects me to forgive whoever has hurt me or offended me.
这里就是神也要我们赦免那些得罪我们的人，包括那些冒犯我们让我们受伤害的人。
But if you don't, God will not forgive you.
但是如果你不能，那神也不能饶恕你。
Now if you're a human like me, and I suspect you are, you don't want to forgive the person who hurts you or offends you.
作为人我就想希望看到大家跟我一样，我们作为人，我们不愿意去饶恕那些侵犯我们的。
And if you're like me, you have good reasons not to forgive that person.
如果你们像我一样，真的就会觉得我们有很好的理由，我们不去饶恕他们。
But the big but is that God still expects you to forgive.
但是。这个很大的但是神他期望我们可以做到。
Now I know firsthand how hard it is to forgive someone who really hurts you or offends you.
我真的亲身经历了这样一个饶恕是多么困难，当一个人他伤害我们的时候。
Now I met a new girlfriend and we became really, really good friends, but something went wrong. And I noticed that she started to avoid me. And then I heard that she was criticizing me and saying negative things, lies about me behind my back.
我碰到一个女生，我们正慢慢成为好朋友，但是然后我就注意到她开始回避我，在背后批评我，甚至无中生有。
Now, I'll admit that I was terribly hurt, and my first response was to get back at her.
我承认觉得我真的是非常的被伤害了，我的第一反应就是要报复。
And as time went by, I built a case against her in my heart. I started keeping a record of all of the things that she had ever done that was wrong. And then I told as many people as I could about her faults.
我就在我的脑子里去找她那个对她不利的事情，然后把她的过错都一一的记在心里，然后去跟很多人讲。
I was so busy looking for the speck in Linda's eyes that I...missed completely the log that was in my eye. I didn't realize that I was becoming harsh and critical and judgmental and bitter.
我真的是用忙着真的是找那个这个女生她这个眼里的刺，就忘了我自己眼中那个巨大的梁木，至于我都慢慢的变得苛刻，然后责备人，论断，甚至苦读。
Now I know enough about God's word to know that he wanted me to forgive Linda.
But 我知道神的话，他是要我原谅他。
But I didn't think she deserved it. I mean, what did she do that was so hurtful and harmful? Why would I forgive her?
可是我真的心里觉得她不配，她做了什么，她能够让我来原谅她呢？
Now in today's scripture,We're going to read about the Apostle Peter asking Jesus a question that we all have in our own hearts.
我们下面的经文是要看使徒保罗他问了耶稣一个我们都想问的问题。
And it's in Matthew 18, starting at verse 21. Then Peter came to him, to Jesus, and asked, Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me?Seven times? No, not seven times, Jesus replied, but 70 times 70.
马太福音十八章二十一节开始，那是彼得近前来对耶稣说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？七次可以吗？”耶稣说：“我对你说，不是七次，而是要到七十个七次。”
So Peter was asking, how often do I have to forgive this person? I mean, seven times. Now, that was generous because the law only said three times. So Peter thought he was hot stuff. Seven times?
如果有人一再地伤害我们，我们要饶恕他们多少呢？律法是说要三次。彼得就很大方地说，那我饶恕他七次。他觉得自己已经很了不起了。
It must have been a shock to him to hear Jesus say 70 times 7. How much is that? 490. That's a lot, right?
但耶稣的回答让他很吃惊，因为耶稣说要七十个七次，那甚至都有四百九十次，真的是好多。
Did that mean we stop at 490?
但是我们到四百九十次我们就停了吗？
No. What Jesus is saying is that we forgive over.And over and over and over again.
不是的，耶稣说的是要我们一而再，再而三，就这样一直一直的饶恕下去。
So I don't think Peter got it. So Jesus had to tell him a little parable, you know, a little story to make it clear to him.
我觉得彼得也许没有真正明白耶稣的意思，所以耶稣就接着讲了一个比喻来解释。
So he starts out by saying, therefore, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who decided to bring his accounts up to date with servants who had borrowed money from him.
天国好像一个王要和他的仆人算账，才算的时候就有人带了一个欠了一千万银子的来。
In the process, one of his debtors was brought to him who owed him millions of dollars. He couldn't pay, so his master ordered that he be sold, along with his wife and his kids and everything he owned, and be thrown into prison just to pay the debt.
因为他没有什么可以偿还的，主人就吩咐他和他的妻子、儿女，还有一切所有的都卖了来还债。
But the man fell down before his master and he begged him, "Please be patient with me and I'll pay it all." Then his master was filled with pity for him and he released him and he forgave him his debt.
那个人就伏倒在地上求主说，你宽容我，我将来一定要还你。然后主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，而且免了他的债。
$1 million debt. I mean, that's astronomical. About you, I get up to $100 debt and I choke. But $1 million, how could he ever repay that?
那个人欠了真的是天文数字，上千万的债。我真的是想，我们每天100块钱就够多了，这根本还不清。
So he begged the king for mercy. Please, please give me time. I'll get the money. And the king had mercy on him. And not only did he forgive him his debt, he just wiped the whole debt out. He wrote it off.
他就求那个王宽延一些时间，王就怜悯他，免了他的债，就完全一笔勾销。
In verse 28, it goes on to say, but when the man left the king, he went to a fellow servant who owed him a few $1,000. He grabbed him by the throat and demanded instant payment. And his fellow servant fell down before him and begged for a little more time. Does it sound familiar?
那个人出来就碰到另外一个同伴，欠他几千块钱，然后他就揪着他要他还债。那个同伴就央求他说，请宽容我，我以后还给你。这个听起来是不是很熟悉呢？
So, compared to $1 million debt, $1,000 debt is insignificant. And his fellow servant begged him, please, give me more time, I'll pay you back.
那个上千万的，跟那上千万的钱比起来，这一千块钱真的是不算什么。所以他的同伴就求他说，你宽容我，我以后还你。
Verse 30. But his creditor wouldn't wait. He had the man arrested and put in prison until the debt could be paid in full. Go ahead.
三十节，他不肯，他就去把他的同伴下到监里，要等他还了债。
He not only demanded immediate payment, he was willing to throw his fellow servant into prison, which I don't quite get. How would he ever repay him then?
我不知道，他不但是要求他还债，而且他还把他下到监里，我就不知道他怎样才能这样还上。
Now here's something interesting. When some of the other servants saw this, they were very upset.
但他们有其他的同伴看见了，就非常的忧伤。
What's interesting is, even if we don't notice it ourselves, other people see our bitterness and our unforgiveness.
有趣的是，我们虽然有时候自己注意不到，但其他人可以看见我们的苦毒，我们不愿意饶恕人。
And these other people wonder, why do we call ourselves Christians if we don't act like Jesus?
他们就会很奇怪，我们自称是基督徒，可是我们做的一点不像耶稣。
So, continuing on, they went to the king and told him everything that had happened.Then the king called in the man he had forgiven and said, "You evil servant, I forgave you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had mercy on you?"
然后这个故事就是他们就把这件事情就告诉了王，王就把他叫来说，你这个恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。你不应当连续你的同伴向我连续你吗？
Then the angry king sent the man to prison and he to be tortured until he had paid his entire debt. And that's what our Heavenly Father will do to us. if we forgive, refuse to forgive our brothers and sisters from our hearts.
那个王就大怒，把这个仆人交给掌刑的，要等他还清了所欠的债。我们的天父也会这样对我们，如果我们不能从心里饶恕你的弟兄的话。
God is saying, I forgave you an enormous debt. And just because I am a God of mercy and a God of grace, but I expect you to forgive others the same way.
神说，我赦免你，只是因为我是一个怜悯的神，但我也期望你可以一样的去怜悯别人。
If not, God threw this guy into prison. What does that mean?
否则神就把这个人下到监里，这是什么意思呢？
Was he sent to hell? Did he lose his salvation?
他是被下到地狱，失去救恩了吗？
The truth is that when we refuse to forgive someone else, we become prisoners of our own bitterness and our own unforgiveness. It's a form of torture.
但事实上是，当我们拒绝饶恕，我们就成为我们自己的苦毒，我们那种不愿饶恕的心的囚徒，这就是一种刑罚。
And how does it torture us? It interferes with our sleep. Ever wake up thinking about something that somebody did to you? Sometimes it makes you sick because you're all grinding up.
这是怎么样的刑罚呢？就是会影响我们睡觉，我们一醒来就想着别人的不是，然后我们也非常的疲劳，以至于可能病倒。
And the worst thing is, if we don't forgive, if we refuse to forgive a brother or a sister, our hearts get hard, and our mind becomes judgmental and critical. We're bitter.
最糟糕的是，如果我们一直不肯饶恕，我们的心就变硬，我们的脑子就变得非常的苛刻，喜欢责备人、论断人，以至于变得苦毒。
And soon, we look like we suck lemons. You know what I mean when I say that?
很快我们就变得像那个发酸的柠檬一样。
And people avoid us. People don't want to be around someone who sucks lemons.
人们就会回避我们，因为他们不愿意跟我们这样酸溜溜的人在一起。
But eventually, we begin to drift away from God.
但最终的话，我们真的是就会渐渐地远离神。
So why is it so hard for us to forgive someone who has hurt us or offended us?
但是为什么我们要饶恕一个人会这么的难呢？
Maybe we treat our own sin very lightly, and we're quick to judge somebody else who may do the same exact thing, but they're bad, and we're not.
也许我们真的是常常轻看我们自己的罪，但是却很快地去指责别人做的同样的事情，认为他们比我们要坏。
But the saddest thing is, maybe we don't know what it really means to be forgiven.
但可悲的是，也许我们根本不明白我们被神所赦免的意义。
Because if we are not sincere about our own repentance, if we are not genuinely sorry for our sin, we cannot know truly what it means to be forgiven.
如果我们没有真心的悔改，我们没有真正从心里对我们的过犯那么的痛心，那我们就不能明白我们被神赦免的意义。
And we will not experience what Jesus wants us to, which is abundant joy and unshakable peace.
那样我们就不能经历耶稣所赐给我们的那丰盛的喜乐和不可动摇的信心。
And once we comprehend how much we are sinners, once we experience the power of Jesus' forgiveness, once we receive that abundant joy and that unshakable peace, why, we we know that we're really no better than anyone else, even the one who hurts us or offends us.
我们一旦认识到自己的过犯，我们经历耶稣他赦免我们那样的大能，我们经历那样丰盛的喜乐和不可动摇的平安，我们就可能能够理解其他人，包括那些伤害我们的。
So when we decide not to forgive our brothers or sisters, our joy evaporates and our peace turns into anger and anxiety.
但是如果我们不能，那我们就渐渐地失去了那个平安和喜乐，我们的心那个就会慢慢地被气愤、被焦虑所代替。
And now I want to ask you,Do you feel close to God, or does He feel far away from you?
我想问问大家，你觉得你跟神很近吗？还是离得很远？
Are you really experiencing joy and peace in your innermost being?
在你的内心深处，你真的有经历那个平安和喜乐吗？
Instead, you're laying in bed at night, reliving the offense. You're keeping a list in your mind of the person's faults, or you're slowly churning inside with anger and resentment and bitterness.
当你躺到床上，你是不是在脑子里一遍遍地重新去过你被伤害的那一刻，然后你的心里就被那样的愤怒那样搅来搅去。
Maybe, just maybe, there is someone that you need to forgive, even if you don't really want to.
也许你们生命当中也有那么一个人，你需要去饶恕，尽管你并不愿意。
Going back to my experience with this woman, Linda, my prayer life was suffering. I was a littlemad at God for blessing her, for loving her, for pouring His mercy out on her. How could He?
回到我和这个叫琳达的女生的经历，真的我的祷告就变得非常的痛苦，因为我甚至埋怨神，为什么一样的可以爱她，可以去恩待她，给她丰盛的恩赐恩典。
Soon I looked like I was sucking lemons.
很快我真的就变得像在吃那个酸柠檬一样的。
But I knew Jesus wanted me to forgive her, but I couldn't. I just couldn't.
我知道耶稣希望我能够原谅他，可是我真的就做不到，我一点都做不到。
So I asked Jesus, please, please help me to forgive.
我就求耶稣啊，求耶稣你帮助我，帮助我可以饶恕他。
Now I'm not going to lie to you, it didn't happen like that.
我诚实的跟你说，真的不是那么容易，没有那样就发生。
It took me a long, long time, and all the only place I got was feeling neutral towards her. I didn't feel bad about her anymore, and I didn't feel good about her. It was neutral.
我花了很长时间，最终我达到的就是一个中间的状态。我不觉得他很坏，但我也不觉得他会很好。
And here is another big but on God's part. He says, neutral is good, I guess, but it's not good enough.
这里是神的另外一个但是，但是这个中间中庸的一个人，也许我猜可能会很好，但不够好。
So now I'm reading from Luke chapter 6, starting at verse 27. But to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you.
这是路加福音第六章从27节开始。只是我告诉你们这些听到的人，你们的仇敌 要爱他，恨他们的，恨你们的要待他们好，诅咒你们的也要为他们祝福，凌辱你们的要为他们祷告。
Jesus is not satisfied with neutral. He wants us to act on our forgiveness. He wants us to show love, to pray blessings, to do good things for that person.
耶稣他要我们把这个，他觉得就是比中就是中庸不是不够好，一定要为这些侵犯我们的、伤害我们的人祷告，要为他们祝福。
Now here's the hard part. True forgiveness means that eventually you will resume your relationship with that person just as if the offense had never happened.
这里是最困难的部分，因为要赦免一个人，真正的赦免是要跟他重新建立一个关系，信任他。
Wait a minute. That means that person could hurt me again and again and again.
等一下，这个不对，因为这样的话那个人就会有机会一次一次又一次的再来伤害我。
Now I admitThat kind of forgiveness is very, very risky. But isn't that what Jesus did for us? He forgave us just as if we had never sinned.
我承认这样的赦免是有风险的。可是这不正是耶稣赦免我们的那样吗？他接受我们，就像我们从不曾犯罪一样。
Now, our forgiving one another is...very important to God. In fact, it's so important. Here's what he says now in Matthew 5, verses 23 and 24. So if you are presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple, meaning you're coming together for worship and praise, and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you,
神非常看重我们对他人的饶恕。他在马太福音第五章二十三节这里说，如果你去祭坛上献祭的时候，你突然想到你的友人曾经冒犯了你。
He wants you to leave your sacrifice at the altar and go to the one who offended you or you were who you offended.
神就说，你就把你的祭物留在坛上，先回去跟那个人和好。
Now, the most important thing to God is that we forgive one another and that our relationships are reconciled.
对神来说，我们能够彼此原谅，重新和好，是如此的重要。
Now, there are those people, and this I understand, whose hurt is...unimaginable. Maybe a child has been murdered or a woman has been raped. Forgiving that kind of a person is impossible. Impossible for us.
是的，有些伤痛真的是不可想象，就像一个小孩被谋害，或者一个妇女被强奸，跟那样的人去饶恕他，真的是不可能。
In fact, resuming a relationship with that person may not even be wise. It could be dangerous. But forgiving that person brings healing to you, brings healing and wholeness to your heart.
与这样的人重新去建立关系，也许并不明智，甚至是危险的，但是赦免他们可以带来医治。可以让我们的内心再次得到完全。
We cannot truly forgive without Jesus giving us the power and the strength to do it.
我们要想真正的赦免，我们就只有靠耶稣赐给我们这样的能力。
I want to close with one more illustration.
最后我再给大家讲另外一个例子。
For 7 years, my son and his wife rented their older home to another family.
在过去7年，我儿子和他太太把他们以前的一个房子租出去了。
And for 7 years, their rent was always late, and they never seemed to have enough.
在这整整七年当中，那个房客经常是不能及时的付上租金，而且往往付不全。
So rather than evict them, for 7 years, my son showed mercy, made adjustments to the rent so that they could keep staying in the house.
在那七年里，我儿子他们就怜悯他们，怜悯那些房客，就调整他们的租金，让他们可以继续住下去。
So this past spring, when my husband and I retired, he asked the renters to leave the house so we could move in.
但过去这个春天，当我先生和我退休之后，我儿子就叫那些房客能不能请他们搬走，这样我们可以住进去。
And for the last 3 months, they stopped paying rent. They deliberately damaged stuff. And by the time they left, they owed my son thousands of dollars, and they did not leave a forwarding address.
在最后三个月，他们就不再付房租，他们也有时故意破坏一些东西，但是搬走的时候欠了好几千块钱，他们连个联络的地址也没有留下。
They took my son's mercy towards them and trampled all over it.
他们把我儿子的那个对他们的怜悯的心就完全的糟蹋了。
Does he feel anger and resentment? Yes.
他会觉得很生气，有怨恨吗？是的。
Did he want to retaliate somehow? Yes.
他会想到要报复他们吗？是的。
But he stopped. And rather than being consumed with resentment and bitterness, he made a costly decision.
但就停在那里了，因为与其被那个怨恨和苦毒所吞噬，但我的儿子他做了一个昂贵的选择。
He forgave their debt. He just wrote it all off.
他就免了那些人的债务，真的是就完全一笔勾销了。
Did he feel warm fuzzies when he was doing that? No.
他心里会觉得很温暖吗？这样做的时候？
It was an act of raw obedience.
这真的是单单顺服的行为。
Does he still feel resentment and bitterness? Do they bubble up every now and then? Yes.
是的，他有时候那样的怨恨还会有一点点冒出来。
But every time it bubbles up, he calls out to Jesus and says, "Help! Help me forgive."
但每次这样的怨恨冒出来的时候，他就向耶稣求说帮助我。
And he forgives again and again and again and again.
他就这样一次一次一次的饶恕他们。
Forgiveness is not a feeling. It is a decision to obey God. It can take a long, long time and it can be very costly.
饶恕不是一种感觉，而是一个顺服神的选择，会花很长的时间，有时候甚至要花很多的钱。
And if you decide to forgive, even if you don't feel like it, Jesus will give you the strength and the power to forgive the way He forgave you.
如果你决定要宽恕一个人，即使你心里不愿意，但是耶稣会给你力量，就像他宽恕我们一样。
And when you do, you will experience the joy, abundant joy that God has promised you. You will experience unshakable peace in your innermost being.
你这样去做，你就能经历神的祝福，那个内心的喜乐，还有不可动摇的平安。
And finally,You will be set free. You'll be set free from anger and bitterness and resentment, and you'll be set free to love others just the way Jesus loves you.
你就会最终经历到真正的自由，你就有自由不再去苦读，可以自由地去爱别人，就像耶稣爱我们一样。
I would like you to please stand.
请起立。
Now there may be some of you who are standing here who really don't know what it feels like, what it is to be truly forgiven of your sins.
你们站在当中的，也许有人还不认识被神赦免是什么样的。
You don't know the joy, you don't know the peace that comes from receiving this gift of salvation.
你们也许不能体会那个接受这样的恩典的喜乐和平安。
And you're still carrying guilt from your sins, your big ones, your little ones, and all the in-between ones.
也许你还是背负着你自己的过犯，大的罪、小的罪，大大小小的。
But the moment you admit that you are a sinner, and the moment that you admit that you need a Savior, that's the moment that Jesus comes to you, He takes your sin, and He throws it as far as the east from the west. He forgives and He gives you the free gift of salvation.
如果你承认你是一个罪人，你需要耶稣的拯救，你就把自己交给耶稣。就在那一刻，神就会来到你的心里，他就把你的过犯扔得远远的，接受这白白的救恩。
And then there are others here that if you're like me, there is someone you need to forgive. You know who that person is. The Holy Spirit has been putting that person's name in your mind through this whole time.
你们当中也许有人心里有一个人需要你去饶恕。你心里一定知道他的名字，圣灵把他的名字就放在你的心里。
If you, for me, it happens to be the guy that didn't pay his rent and took advantage of my son. I feel anger and bitterness towards him. I need to forgive him.
也许就像我，那个欠钱不付的那个租客，他真的是破坏那个房子，是吧？也许这个人我对他的那种埋怨我也需要去饶恕。
And while we're listening and singing this last praise song, I want you to be thinking about that person. I want you to be considering calling upon Jesus to give you the strength to forgive. And after it's over, we'll pray together. Amen.
我们下面来一同唱这首回应的诗歌，让我们真的是来到耶稣面前，请求他的帮助。
容我尽情独一心，至真至实爱是你，永远活着为我求情，能够在下周章我铭记录于他心房，甚至他在高天之上无人阻拦他爱圣光，又能圣光得救我，我心绝望，顶替我内罪就当光，我当抬头仰望耶稣，因他已将我罪除光，罪就除为我而死，他就是生无是自由，生在 主高山，为 Christ my Savior am I sure. With Christ my Savior am I sure.
I pray that you feel the presence of the Holy Spirit here. I pray that you know that Jesus is here, quick to take your sin.
我祷告你感受到耶稣就在这里，圣灵就在我们当中，带走我们的过犯。
To cover you with His mercy and to give you the grace to forgive.
用他的怜悯来遮盖我们，赐给我们恩典。
So let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
We come before you in Jesus' name.
主，我们奉耶稣的名来到你的面前。
We know we are sinners.
我们知道我们都是罪人。
We want to receive your forgiveness.
我们想要得到你的赦免。
And we realize that you want us to forgive that person whose name you've laid on our hearts.
我们知道你要我们去饶恕一个人，你把他们的名字放在我们心里。
We'll be honest, we don't really want to.
坦白地说，也许我们并不愿意。
So we ask for your help.To help us want to and to help us sincerely forgive.
主啊，我们求你帮助，帮助我们，让我们愿意，让我们可以真心的去原谅。
We know it is a decision, it is an act of our will, and it is a process that can take a long, long time.
我们知道这是一个决定，这要出于我们甘心，而且这会花很长很长的时间。
But we want to make that choice today.And we ask you for your help.
主啊，我们愿意今天就做这样的一个决定。主啊，你帮助我们。
We pray all of this in the powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们祷告的一切都奉你大能的名。
Amen.
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 我们一同领受神的祝福。
Taking this benediction from Numbers chapter 6.
民数记第六章。
May the Lord bless you and protect you.
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。
May the Lord smile upon you and be gracious to you.
愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩于你。
And may the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace.
愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。Amen.
Amen.Go in peace and go forgive that person. Amen.
带着平安，赦免那个人。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
我们谢谢Cassie 牧师 ，Thank Pastor Cassie.Now, please say, 你们可以坐下，然后我们就近跟你附近的人一同分享祷告。Let's just